In this bulletin, New Zealand bans all military-style semi-automatic weapons. A state of emergency declared in the Northern Territory as it braces for Tropical Cyclone Trevor. And egg products recalled amid fears of a potential salmonella contamination. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons. The country will also ban assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and certain modification parts. Ms. Ardern has pledged to tighten the nation's gun laws following last week's Christchurch terror attack. She made the announcement during a nationally televised press conference.
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Ms. Ardern says her cabinet will work through legalised exemptions, but they'll be tightly regulated. A government-funded buyback scheme is also to be announced soon at an estimated cost of up to $200 million. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush believes the transition will be smooth.
We've been working and providing advice on this matter, so we'll work as quickly as we can to make these things happen, to put things in place to support people who now find themselves unlawfully in possession of firearm due to the categorisation change.
A state of emergency has been declared in the Northern Territory as it braces for Tropical Cyclone Trevor. Residents are being moved by land and air in what's believed to be the largest evacuation in the Northern Territory since Cyclone Tracy. Trevor began ripping through the region late on Tuesday as a Category 3 storm, dumping 300 millimetres of rain and recording wind gusts of more than 130 kilometres per hour. It left Queensland as a Category 1, but looks likely to power up again to a Category 4 over the Gulf. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the evacuations are the biggest the Territory has seen.
All cyclones in this area are unpredictable, making the situation complex and dynamic. It is critical you take it seriously. It is critical you do everything you can to listen to every update. The severity of the storm, the significant threat it poses, as well as the complications that come with the remoteness of the area, led to the decision to commence evacuations in the area yesterday.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the possibility of an ambitious high-speed rail between Melbourne and Brisbane isn't likely to happen anytime soon. Mr. Morrison says his government prefers to focus on projects which can impact on the lives of Australians sooner. The comments come as the Coalition prepares to release details of a separate high-speed rail project involving links between Melbourne and the Victorian Regional Centre of Shepparton, Sydney and Newcastle, and Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. The regional rail project is expected to be detailed in the federal budget, scheduled for April the 2nd. A 14-year-old boy has been charged with making threats to kill worshippers at a Victorian mosque just 2 days after the Christchurch terror attack. The teenager was charged on Thursday after allegedly directing threats to a Geelong mosque via social media on Sunday. The youth from suburban Geelong has been bailed to face the Children's Court at a later date. A number of egg products by Bridgewater Poultry are being recalled with fears of a potential salmonella contamination. The products have been available for sale at Woolworths and independent stores in New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, and in Coles in Victoria and South Australia. Australians are marking the 20th anniversary of Harmony Day today. The day aims to promote inclusiveness and belonging for all Australians, regardless of their cultural, religious or linguistic background. This year's Harmony Day comes in the wake of the New Zealand mosque terrorist attacks, where 50 people lost their lives. Australian Multicultural Foundation Executive Director Hass Dalal says Australians and New Zealanders are showing how to be resilient.
The solidarity that has been displayed because of this horrific tragedy, this horrific event, it's been overwhelming. Harmony Day, again, is a day that actually unites the strong and it demonstrates, you know, the importance of strength.
For now, a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. Adelaide, also partly cloudy, 29. Much the same in Melbourne, 29. Hobart, cloudy and 20. Canberra, a shower or two, a possible storm and 27. Wollongong, possible shower, 24. Sydney, possible shower, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions and 27. Brisbane, possible shower, 31. Cairns, rain at times and 20. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.